A peanut with a monocle and a cane walk into a restaurant and say to the other guy, "Hey, what are you having?" Welcome to Snackology, episode 19, and we're so excited to have you here. We're talking about honey roasted planters by Planters. Well, no, honey roasted peanuts by Planters. And so we're super excited to be talking about those today. I have my good friend Josh with me.
This is Snackology. This is a podcast where we talk about snacks and nothing else.
Yeah, no, we don't have any. This is research purposes.
No nonsense.
Consider us a clinical research institute for food.
Yeah, so buckle in for some hard, cold facts about snacks.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting across from my friend Reed.
Yeah, we're both clinical food experts. We really understand food, how it's made, and the ingredients inside.
Self-proclaimed.
So you need to trust us, because we know our stuff.
I wrote up my own document.
Yeah, no, we're good at spreadsheets. You know, the Google Docs, the free one. Got all them cells filled with info.
I'm sure you didn't watch the Super Bowl. No. I think it was the Super Bowl. Maybe before the... No, it was before the Super Bowl. They killed off the peanut, the Planters peanut.
They killed the Planters peanut?
They killed him, and then I think he was reborn as a baby peanut. I'm not 100% on the facts, but I know for sure that they killed him off. I mean, he's an old man.
Yeah, well, he's got a monocle.
He's been around for a... Yeah, he needs help seeing.
Yeah, no, only in the one eye, though.
A cane to walk?
Yeah.
I doubt he's a showman.
I
think it's because, like, he might have a limp.
They needed to relive the character, make him reborn again. Anyway, we're so glad you're joining us for Snackology. We have a great episode planned for you today. And so, Josh, how would you like to begin this episode?
I think the only way we can begin with the weather report.
Okay, what's the weather?
It's nice and cloudy.
It is nice. You know, I've had a couple of hot spells over the past couple of days. We reached 105 the
other day. It's been miserable.
Yeah,
it's been terrible.
A great way to be inside. So, so that's the weather report.
End of weather report.
And okay. So let's talk about these snacks a little bit. Now, if you've never heard of Planters peanuts, you've obviously been living under several boulders.
Yeah, I guess you're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the intelligence club. You can't come in. That's basically the saying. So we're looking at this package. Oh, interesting. Another one made by Chicago. Made by Kraft Heinz, Planters peanuts.
Jeez.
Now, the one we have in front of us in particular is the honey roasted peanuts flavor. Have you ever had these before?
I absolutely have. The big cue is honey roasted over normal peanuts.
I prefer honey roasted. I really do. I prefer them over regular peanuts.
I think I'm on the same page.
I believe that they are... Oh, this is interesting. I believe that they are more of a standalone whenever they have that extra flavor rather than with regular peanuts. Having them on their own is troublesome.
Looking at the nutrition facts, there's peanuts, sugar, peanut oil, honey, corn syrup, sea salt, fructose, cornstarch, and xanthan gum.
I dig the xanthan gum. I'm all about that.
It says... contains peanuts in bold, and then it also says may contain tree nuts.
Tree nuts. Interesting. Like, what kind of tree nuts do you think?
You know what? I don't want to guess, but if I had to, probably a walnut. Gun to my head, walnut.
Yeah, you're probably right there. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of these peanuts. And so it looks like it started in 1906. Forgive me on the name pronunciation. Obese, along with his friend and business partner Mario Peruzzi, founded Planters Peanut Company in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And so that's where it began. And the mascot has, I believe, always been the bro with the monocle. If you take a look at this photo... That was in 1910.
Great mascot.
And that was it. And so they introduced the semi-transparent bags that enhanced the freshness and allowed people to preview the peanuts inside of the bags. That was in the 1910s. They first started mass producing in 1913. So that was pretty quick. You're talking less than 10 years, and they're mass producing these peanuts.
I wonder what happened like in the boardroom that made them want to kill him off. Like, did Mr. Peanut get me too'd? Was he canceled?
Right. Well, and here's some a little bit of history on Mr. Peanut to add to that. He was born when a schoolboy, Antonio Gentile, submitted his sketch to win a Planters contest for the brand Icon. A commercial artist later added the top hat and a monocle and a cane. So Mr. Peanut was created by a schoolboy.
Interesting.
Named Antonio. And so they just continue to grow and become more than, let's see. The first commercial came out in the 1950s with Mr. Peanut and was premiered nationwide. Let's continue a little bit for Standard Brands acquired Planters in the 1960s. And we know it didn't stay that way because they're owned by Kraft Heinz now. So let's see if we get a little bit further. They were merged with Nabisco to form Nabisco Brands in 1981. And then they introduced the Honey Roasted Peanuts and Cashew Mix in 1985.
Do you think, because, okay, Mr. Peanut is wearing gloves and a hat.
Yes.
Everyone, like, knows the monocle and the cane. I'm not going to mention that. We've mentioned that before. I'm not going to mention it again, and I will not mention it again.
Not once.
But he wears gloves. You think that's because his hands are messed up?
Like
a chemical burn.
I think, like, maybe from peanut oil, or are you saying, like, genetically, he's got, like, some hand.
Either, or what do you there. Think? What do you think is going on under those gloves?
I think it has something to do with the crimes that he does, that Mr. Somebody Peanut is involved.
He doesn't want his fingerprints.
Yeah, he's involved in a series of crimes.
I was going to say fashion.
Yeah. That, well, I mean, here's like a sexy photo of Mr. Peanut.
Whoa, he is sitting like Burt Reynolds.
So we've got ourselves a troublemaker. And I'll go ahead and conclude with this last fact.
You
know what?
That's a pretty facetious. How do you say that word? How do you pronounce it?
Facetious.
Facetious.
Because that's how you said it.
Facetious. That's a pretty facetious. Yeah, the thing I'm getting at is the reason why they killed Mr. Peanut is he got Me Too'd.
It seems like as time is progressing, it seems to appear that way. The last fact I'll give you, at least I think for now.
Where's Mrs. Peanut?
That's
We have Mr. Pac-Man. We have Mrs. Pac-Man, which is a better game.
Yeah.
We have Mr. Peanut. Give us Mrs. Peanut. I bet they're better. It's a better snack.
What kind of peanut do you think Mrs. Peanut would be? Like,
you know what? I don't want to say it, but into my head, walnut.
I believe every inch of that. In 2000, the peanut brand that were Planters became merged with Kraft Heinz. So the snack we're eating has been a part of the Kraft family for 20 years now.
Mr. Peanut was my father. Please, please call me Keith. No, he's probably definitely a Chad, right? Whoever took over from Mr. Peanut.
I would imagine probably some jerky name like that, like Chad or Dirk or something. So we are having the modern rendition of the Planters Honey Roasted Peanut, which came out in 85 and has been gone through several different owners in its lifetime, but they've still held on to the Mr. Peanut mascot. So that's the history of Planters Peanuts.
So let's try them and give our opinions.
Yeah.
Which is the format of this podcast. You're listening to Snackology, hosted by Reed and Josh.
At this time, in this moment, the format is us saying hi, doing the weather, talking about the packaging and the history.
And nothing else.
And then we get into it. Yeah, no. If you've been following along, this is how it goes. You know it. It's methodical.
Interesting topics? Sometimes, but we really shouldn't.
No, nope. It's not part of it.
Cool. So break and then snack? Or just roll on through?
Yeah, no, let's take a quick break. You're going to listen to a sweet ad, and then we're going to make a little money. And then you're going to come back ready to have the snack. So we'll be right back. And you're back listening to Snackology. And today we're talking about the Planters Honey Roasted Peanuts.
During the break, I went ahead and I opened the packaging. There's a little tear here with an arrow. Super easy to open. Great.
Perfect exit hole on the packaging. Absolutely perfect.
Reed, you took the words out of my mouth.
Sorry. Trademarked. So yeah, looking at this, so this package is 280 calories. Oh, by the way, there's something I have to mention. Last podcast, I said, oh, I don't know, who told me? Is 2,000 calories and this is the percentage of your diet? It was my brother-in-law, Luis, and he told me that. And he corrected me after it was released and said, hey, that was me. And then I said I would tell everyone, so he said that.
Owning up to your mistakes.
Yeah. The biggest mistake ever. So yeah, this is 280 calories in just this package, and you kind of went over the contents earlier.
I knew it wasn't me that told you because it was like useful information that could be applied practically. I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. Not me.
So you've had a couple of them. You've been listening to Josh bite down on these. What are your thoughts?
Okay, here's the thing. I've made my opinions pretty clear on salt.
You hate it.
I love it.
I was doing a bit, friend.
I'm the sultan of salt.
So,
if there's salt, I like it in my mouth.
Now, honey roasted, if people have not had it, is a sweet flavor, but it's topped with, is it salt or sugar? Is the peanut the salty part and the honey roasted and sugar on top? However, the ingredients, it says sea salt. So is that sea salt on top? Is that what these are?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the little crumbly bits you're tasting. I'm a fan of salt. I'm the sultan of salt. TM.
No one can use that now.
2020. I'm also a big honey guy. I am the honey hun. I'm honey as honey.
Are you the kind of person that puts honey on things to make those things into a dessert?
No.
Okay.
Examples, please.
Example. You're at KFC getting some fried chicken.
Okay, they have honey there.
And you get a biscuit
that
comes with the meal. Do you get honey and put it on the biscuit and make that into a dessert?
I don't. I'll tell you what I do. I dip the biscuit in the potatoes.
That's what I do.
Yep.
That's what I don't do the honey thing. But I know there are people that do that.
I like honey in tea. I like it on sopapillas.
Yes, on sopapillas, they're super good.
Call me crazy. I'll take a spoonful of honey. I'll plop that right in my mouth, and I'll just enjoy that.
What kind of honey
I'll take
you
a
buy?
Bite out of a honeycomb, spit the bees out, like watermelon seeds.
Yeah. I'm about to choke on a peanut. It's having trouble going down.
Yeah, Reed is turning very red.
There we go. All good. What's funny, it was the tiniest little piece. It wasn't a whole peanut. It was just the smallest little bite, and it was just hurting. So
I like peanuts by themselves. I like honey by itself.
Okay.
Combine the two, roast them, which is my, like, one of my favorite ways to cook things.
Yeah.
It's for sure in my top five.
What is the process of roasting?
Probably just plop it in the oven, right? That's what I'm guessing.
What?
They make it. Here's my guess. If I had a guess, they make it hot.
Right. So heat.
Yeah.
Okay. So heat changes its chemical compounds.
Add those together. I think you got a tasty snack.
I'm Googling the process of roasting.
We're both just chewing. Great content.
Yeah.
This is why you listen.
Yeah. No, this is why you're here.
You're hoping for bits. Sorry, pal.
All right. I'm going to describe what Wikipedia's roasting process is. So I'm going to just read it verbatim. Roasting is a process of heating of sulfide ore to high temperature in the presence of air. It is a step of the processing of certain ores. More specifically, roasting is a metallurgical process involving gas-solid reactions at elevated temperatures with the goal of purifying the metal component.
So it sounds like they make it hot.
They make it hot, yeah. They make it warmer than it was if it was just sitting in the room.
You know what? That's smart. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, that's, you know, but they have to be fried, I'm sure, in some sense. I'm sure they get fried as well. Is being fried and roasting different?
Well, there's oil on the peanut.
Peanut oil.
So the oil gets hot and would technically fry it during the roast.
Okay, so I gotcha. So roasting would fry
the peanuts. Probably why they're little crispy guys.
Gotcha. They have a nice caramelized exterior. So, knowing what you know about these peanuts, which is extensive information as we have so given people, would you get them again?
Absolutely, yes. I'm trying to think about how to make this peanut better, and I can't do it.
I have one way, and that's dipped in chocolate. Chocolate-covered peanuts are incredible.
But chocolate-covered honey-roasted peanuts? I don't know. That sounds outrageous.
Yeah, that sounds like a crazy person's venture. Well, I have had these as standalone snacks before, and I do think they're a great salty snack. I especially like on the packaging, they put like the honeycomb on the front to where it's just like, oh, you just think, oh, honey, like sweet.
Hey, you want an interesting fact?
Yeah.
That's on topic.
Sup?
It is.
I'm ready.
I heard that if you have like seasonal allergies, you should eat local honey.
Local honey.
Yeah, and it helps like build a resistance to pollen and crap.
Because being local, because it's in your area, so it's where you live.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like if you eat honey from Nebraska and like we have different trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Might be tasty, but not as beneficial.
Interesting. What if
eat NM?
What is there a local honey for New Mexico?
I think there's local honey places here.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, wherever you're at living, I just pointed to an empty chair. Wherever you're at, go ahead and search for your local honey provider and get some.
Yeah, those bees are back in business.
Yeah,
baby.
Yep.
They need your business.
The bees are money hungry. So,
Planters peanuts, 4 out of 5. I like them.
All right.
I like them a lot.
Just run right into
but
it.
You need. Here's why it's not a perfect snack.
Okay, what's up?
Still on the hunt for a perfect snack. You need something to drink with them.
Yep,
they make your mouth dry. So they can't be, sorry.
So is that our parameter for a 5 out of 5 is like if you can have it and not
and
be.
You don't need anything.
You don't need anything. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
I think that's how I'm rating from now on. I just decided.
Okay. Well, we'll make that a part of our rating parameters. Planters, honey roasted peanuts. I would probably give them, I don't know. I'm sitting kind of a 3 out of 5. I'm sitting on an average because I wouldn't like, okay, here's how I'm thinking about the rating system. Considering that 5 out of 5, you don't need anything with it and you'd get it all the time. 4 out of 5, maybe you need a little something, but you'd get it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 5 to me is like, I'll get it on occasion, the perfect average amount, but it's, it needs something to go with it. That's where I'm sitting at on the rating system.
I would reach for these over just normal Plano peanuts.
Yeah, I would as well, but typically I don't reach for peanuts, so that's kind of where they sit for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting at a 3 out of 5 on these, but they are not bad. They are very good snacks.
Yeah, good job, Mr. Peanut.
Now, you can get these in a variety of sizes. We, in front of us, have the 1.75-ounce package, which is like the convenience package, to where if you go to Walmart, Sam's Club, wherever you're going these days, you can get big, big packages of this one, so that is something to consider as well. You can get them in a variety of sizes.
Fistfuls.
Yeah, big ones. Big handfuls.
Hey, if you like this podcast, if you like what you heard,
if you like what you heard,
don't only rate us on iTunes, but give us 5 stars.
If this is the kind of podcast that you don't need anything extra with, you don't need a drink, you don't let, and you'd go to it every day.
Yeah, this podcast went down smooth. There was barely bits.
Yep.
There was no bits.
No zits.
Hey, I know you're not in the room with us, but I can guarantee there are no zits in this room.
No, I'm looking all around here, and it's a perfectly catered room for no zits.
So
it looks great.
If that's everything you're into, and you want to do us a solid, because we're homies.
Yeah, close. Homes.
Then give us a review, and rate us 5 stars. If you're going to rate us anything, if you're going to rate us anything other than 5, don't do it.
Yeah, no.
But you should rate us 5 stars.
We'll delete any 5-star or below. No, not 5-star or below. 4-star or below. 4.89. Okay. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up here. So thank you for listening to Snackology.
Is it still recording?
Yeah, it's still going.
Bye.